Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. The smoke over much of Northern California extending into Nevada. Jeff has guided me to the Zoom Earth map. We begin with the fire that Jeff identified a week past as extremely dangerous, the Caldor Fire. Where is it, Jeff? And is that the source of all the smoke I see stretching from the San Francisco Bay to Carson City, onto Lovelock, into Nevada?
Good evening, John. The Caldor Fire is generating a lot of that smoke that you're seeing there in the satellite maps. It's what is filling up, of course, the Lake Tahoe Basin area, which the fire is threatening now, and spilling over to the other side of the Sierra Nevada mountain range into places like Reno and Carson City. And this is smoke that's going to carry throughout the region. And eventually, my guess is you'll see it transported by the jet stream out over the East Coast. So this fire is going to be providing problems for the country for some time.
Lake Tahoe is the centerpiece of a photograph I see in the New York Times. And there's a quote, don't go outside. The air's bad. What's happened at Lake Tahoe? First of all, has this ever happened before? And what's happening now?
There have been large fires in the Lake Tahoe area, but never one like this and never one that people are so concerned about. You talk to fire officials, you talk to local residents, you talk to politicians, and they're all very concerned and for a number of reasons. One is, of course, this great, beautiful area, the watershed, the lumber area, timber area, the natural resources are phenomenal. It's a fantastic tourist resort area. In the summer, you have this great lake, giant lake there. In the winter, you have the skiing in the mountains that surround the lake. And it's a place that draws a lot of people to the beaches there. And on the Nevada side of the lake is our casinos and hotels. So it's an important economic center for that part of the state, brings a lot of tax money into both states. And it's threatened right now. It's a community of about 26,000 or so people. They're going to be looked at as being evacuated. Already portions of the Tahoe Basin area have been evacuated. But the fire is burning right now, threatening it. It's burned out a number of communities along the way. We have friends that lost their home in that area. And it's right along a major east-west highway that goes from Sacramento over to Carson City. So this is also going to create some issues with transportation and supply chain.
My map says 140,000 or so acres and 12% contained for the Caldor Fire. What does that mean, Jeff? Is that a good or a bad number, 12%?
Any number is a good number, as we say. But the problem is it's still very low. You know, it's not even a third of that fire contained. And frankly, from the reports I've seen from fire officials, they could lose some of those numbers because the conditions they're fighting in are very tough. The humidity is very low. The winds seem to be picking up a bit. And what we're looking at over the weekend is, increased temperatures. And that all plays into increased fire danger and extreme fire behavior. So this is going to be a problem. We're going to see this fire really take off some more this weekend, I think.
And is it approaching the big homes and the settlements around Lake Tahoe, or is it just the smoke that's damaging life there?
Right now it's the smoke, but there is a very real concern that this fire is so big and moving fast enough that it could really tear through some of those communities. There are some beautiful homes. If you ever saw, Godfather 2 movie, That's Lake Tahoe. So you get the idea of some of the mansions and estates along Lake Tahoe. It's a beautiful area. And some of those have burned in fires before. But there are outlying suburbs there, and those will probably get hit first, as well as little villages around Lake Tahoe. Great concern on the part of fire officials.
The largest fire in the history of California, the Dixie Fire. My map says more than 750,000 acres burned, 46% contained. Is that a good number, 46?
It's certainly a better number than we were looking at last week when we were talking about 35% or so. So that's a plus. You know, we're moving up to about having about half the fire contained. But again, you're dealing with very difficult conditions, difficult terrain, low humidity, wind speeds are picking up, and temperatures are expected to increase over the weekend. All of these things, plus the vegetation there that's been dried out by the drought and by buildup over the years, that all spells trouble for firefighters.
The Dixie Fire. I've seen a photograph you brought to my attention suggesting that the Dixie Fire was started, or at least part of it was started, by an electric pole or an electric facility apparatus from PG&E. Is that an allegation, or is that evidence in an ongoing investigation? How to see that picture?
Well, we do know that PG&E has notified the Public Utilities Commission and the authorities that they may have played a role in the start of this fire. They don't know yet. They won't know really until the fire's out and they can get a team in there and conduct a full investigation. But there seems to be, as these photos point out and as other people have been pointing out, there seem to be indications that some faulty equipment or improperly maintained, resources that belong to PG&E would have been the start of this fire. The problem with this is PG&E is already on the hook for a number of other fires, some of them fatal, which in that case, you're not just looking at civil penalties, but possible criminal penalties. So there are a lot of people who are very upset with PG&E right now. A lot of people, their blood is boiling. I don't mean to make light of it, but this is one more fire where people are saying, see, they can't keep their own house in order, and they're causing, their house is causing our houses to burn down.
We do have a report on Pacific Watch that PG&E is slow to pay damages for fires. This particular fire is 6 years ago in Gold Country. Is PG&E a controversy in California? Are people looking at this as a threat to the life of California, or is this regarded as just part of the story of climate change? How is it regarded, Jeff?
Absolutely. There are people that are beyond anger and looking for ways to reform it or break it up or have it being taken under, perhaps a magistrate's control, a government control in some way, because they feel that PG&E has abused its customers. It has not been true to its word in many cases. They feel that it has actually broken the law. Like I pointed out, there are not only civil issues coming up, but criminal issues. And all along the way, many of their executives seem to keep getting richer while people have been burned out of their homes, wait years to get some sort of restitution. You get ridiculous offers from them to people who are burned out of their homes when they should be getting money. They should be made whole. Instead, they're getting offers of how would you like some PG&E stock. And one of the interesting things is some of this is connected back to Gavin Newsom and his buddies who are lobbyists and how they've rewritten some of the laws or interpreted some of the regulations. So this is playing into some people's feelings around the time of the recall and bringing him into that bad light. So that's not good either.
The drought, reporting on the drought from the whole of the West. It's not just a California story. Lake Mead has dropped to dramatic levels, even more than we talked about weeks ago. The drought in California has damaged everybody's system, and they're talking about rationing. What about other sources? What about desalination? What about recycling?
They've been talking about desalinization probably for 40, 50 years in California. There are some projects that are slated to get underway, to be, facilities to be constructed, but they're waiting on final approval. They're getting some pushback from environmentalists. But people are saying, look, if we're not going to have the water that comes to us from the mountains or other areas, particularly if we got global warming, let's look to the Pacific. That place is never going to run out of water. So there's a big push right now, and the drought's helping to push this along. We'll see, but I think we finally stand a good chance now. I think the the financials are lining up for this and enough people are feeling, look, I'm tired of counting on the government in this water allocation and coming up against natural climate cycles and against climate warming issues. Let's just get this done and get the water from the ocean.
Jeff, 20 seconds. How is it in L.A.? Are you talking about water rationing?
They are talking about water rationing in the city halls, the government halls, because they know it's coming and it's going to be tough. They want to take care of it as soon as possible.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.